Moving on to number seven, discussion and possible action of issuance of Brazos River Authority revenue bonds for Texas Cooperative Electric Holdings Project by John Hawes.
This is another action item, and unfortunately another somewhat lengthy resolution, although I don't think quite as long as the previous one. But let me explain a little bit of the background. From time to time, as many of y'all who, of course, have served on this board for some period of time know, we sell what we call conduit debt for the benefit. In most cases, it's been for the benefit of what was formerly TXU, and in some cases years back, what is now NRG, a couple of large, obviously, energy companies. They are allowed to issue tax-exempt debt, but they cannot issue it in their own name for certain parts of their project, primarily parts that have pollution control type of aspects of their project. And so when they do so, they have to find an entity that can issue that debt in their name. And since these are projects that were in our basin, the Brazos River Authority has been the issuer. And we have, well, in the case of TXU and Energy both, we have over $1 billion in debt that is outstanding in our name, but it's the full credit an obligation of those two entities that we have helped them issue. We also receive a fee when we issue those types of debt, so it does benefit us from that standpoint. Although this particular issue, and what this is related to there's three debt issuances that have previously been issued that, in this case, Texas Competitive Electric Holdings, which is who we're talking about here, is of course the successor company to TXU now. We have a representative or two here from TCEH here today. If we have any questions, they can answer about the project specifically. But these are really remarketing. What they want to do is remarket these previously issued debt instruments, and they are asking the board's approval to change some of the bond covenants, some of the language in the bond covenants, to allow them to be remarketed in a more advantageous way. And so this is really, unfortunately, there's not any fees that we get out of this, but we're just helping them to change some of those bond covenant language so that they can be remarketed if they choose to at a later date. And also I might add that we have our bond counsel, McCall Parkhurst. We have Mark Malvo over here, and Chuck Kobdish is also here from our bond counsel, as is John Lang, who's with Texas Competitive Energy Holdings. Be happy again for them to answer any questions that you all might have about this. Are there any questions about what we're preparing to? Yes, sir.
Are these bonds that we have already approved and they didn't place them in the market and they're going to
Yes, they're bonds that this board has already approved and issued. I think if you look back, there's actually three issuances. There was a 2001A that was a series, there's a 2001D series, and there's a 2002A series. So there's three series of bonds that the board previously approved back in those years that they're simply wanting to remarket, I assume, to improve the interest rates and things like that. And there's some covenants they want to change in there to make them more appealing, I guess you'd say, in the marketplace. Is that characterizing it properly?
When you say remarket, you're basically saying they're refinancing the debt. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Maybe John might explain that a little bit better than I can.
These issuances are currently in a floating rate mode, so we're remarketing them weekly. What we'd like to do, given this market today, is go ahead and fix those out to mature. To do that, we're also amending the indenture to include some of the covenant protection for some of the bondholders. But they currently are outstanding.
Is it true currently TXU Electric is indemnifying this authority?
Yes.
And that remains intact?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct, isn't it, Mark and yes. Chuck and stuff? Yes. Let me also say, and this was part of the issue I had before, I was reading from a previous version, the original version of the resolution that y'all sent out. This was still sort of a work in progress when we sent it out to the board, and there was a couple of changes we made to the resolution first time, and you all received a copy of those changes, which really changed some things, like they had chairman and vice chairman, and we changed that to presiding officer and assistant providing officer, and you received those changes. But there's also been one other change that was just recommended and asked by them to make last Friday afternoon. So, and I'll show you when we get to that. I've got that marked. You don't have a copy of that, but they're just a few, it's like five words in two different places. And I'll I can explain what they, in fact, let's go through, before I read the resolutions, go through and I'll show you. There's the first one, you can see I put it in yellow, where we added those six words, I guess, there, providing change of control provisions. Again, another request that they had that they wanted to give themselves some flexibility in the covenant language and stuff. So that was one change that you all haven't seen. And then go through one more, I think, next slide. So basically the same phrase down in section 5, change of control provisions. So I wanted to be sure to note that, because that was different than what you originally saw. Any other questions before I begin?
All right, John, would you read the resolution?
Sure.
The following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its April 28, 2008 meeting. Whereas the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the issuer, is a political subdivision of the state of Texas, created and functioning as a conservation and reclamation district under Article 3, 16, Section 59 of the Texas Constitution, pursuant to Chapter 8502, Special District Local Laws Code, in parentheses, the Issuer Act. Whereas the issuer is principally issued and there remain outstanding the following series of bonds, collectively the TXU bonds, in accordance with the provisions of Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, Chapter 1207, Texas Government Code, Chapter 30, Texas Water Code, and the Issuer Act, collectively the Act. Brazos River Authority Pollution Control Revenue Refunding Bonds, in parentheses, TXU Electric Company Project, Series 2001A, in parentheses, the Series 2001A bonds. Brazos River Authority Pollution Control Revenue Refunding Bonds, parentheses, TXU Electric Company Project, Series 2001D, in parentheses, the Series 2001D bonds. And Brazos River Authority Pollution Control Revenue Refunding Bonds, in parentheses, TXU Energy Company LLC Project, Series 2002A, in parentheses, the Series 2000A bonds. Whereas the Board, in approving the issuance of the TXU bonds through the adoption of the respective bond resolutions, has also approved certain instruments and actions relating thereto, and in particular, approved instruments with respect to each series of the TXU bonds between the issuer and the Bank of New York, as trustee, in parentheses, the trustee, each style trust indenture, in parentheses, each an indenture and collectively the indentures, in accordance with which the issuer has provided for the issuance of the TXU bonds. Whereas Texas Competitive Electric Holdings Company, LLC, in parentheses, the company, has requested that the issuer approve amendments to the indentures for the purpose of providing change of control provisions and restricting the ability of the company to disperse funds, incur debt, and dispose of the assets. However, the company will then determine in the future whether to proceed with the amendments. Whereas the Board has been advised by bond counsel that the amendments to the indentures that have been requested by the company may, in accordance with the terms and provisions of each indenture, but not necessarily will, be made without bondholder consent with respect to each series of the TXU bonds. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, Section 1. For the purposes cited in the preambles hereto, in parentheses, which preambles are hereby incorporated herein and made a part hereof for all purposes, and in accordance with the terms of the indentures in the Act, the issuer hereby approves the form of the amendment of each indenture, which is presented to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority at the April 28, 2008 meeting as follows. Exhibit A, with respect to the 2001A bonds, in parentheses. Exhibit B, parentheses, with respect to the Series 2001D bonds. And Exhibit C, parentheses, with respect to the Series 2002A bonds. Section 2. The amendments with respect to the indentures that are provided for herein, collectively the amendments, shall become effective upon I, the satisfaction of all provisions of the indentures pertaining to the amendments, including but not limited to the extent required, the delivery to the issuer of an opinion or opinions of McCall, Parkhurst, and Horton, LLP, and the issuer's bond counsel, to the effect that all requirements of the indentures have been satisfied with respect to the validity of the amendments. 2I, the execution of the amendments by appropriate officers of the issuer as provided below and the trustee, 3I, receipt by the issuer of written approvals of the amendments by the company and, if applicable, the requisite number of bondholders and the agreement of the company to indemnify and hold the issuer harmless with respect to such amendments, in parentheses, the indemnity, and IV, the received by the issuer of a consent of the bank. The presiding officer or the assistant presiding officer of the board are each hereby authorized to execute the indentures on behalf of the issuer, and the assistant secretary of the board is hereby authorized to attest the signature of the presiding officer or assistant presiding officer thereon. Section 3. Each of the presiding officer and assistant presiding officer of the board is hereby authorized to execute the indemnity to evidence the acceptance thereof on behalf of the issuer. Section 4. The general manager of the issuer is hereby authorized to take appropriate administrative action on behalf of the issuer under applicable federal tax law that may be necessary to preserve the tax-exempt treatment of the TXU bonds, and such delegation is hereby confirmed with respect to any such action that may be required in connection with the implementation of the amendments. Section 5. The presiding officer and assistant presiding officer are authorized to make such changes to the forms of the amendments as, with the advice of bond counsel, conforms with the objectives of the amendments, which are to provide the bondholders change of control provisions and further protection by restricting the company's use and disbursement of funds and assets.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Do I hear a motion?
I like motion.
Director Ball, do I hear a second? Director Christian, please poll the board.
Chairman DeClewitt?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Deere?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Carava?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.